This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Canvassing will also conclude for the first phase of assembly elections in Odisha and single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread across 9 states and a union territory. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will take place. Top leaders of several political parties will be making last-ditch efforts to gather support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meeting at Kandhamal in Odisha this morning. He will also address rallies at Balangir and Bargarh parliamentary constituencies in the state. He will also hold an election rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow in Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi is addressing a rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meetings at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. The BJP is contesting in 10 assembly and 6 Lok Sabha constituencies in the single-phase assembly and parliamentary elections to be held on Monday in Andhra Pradesh. In Gujarat, re-polling is taking place at Prathampur polling station under the Dahod Lok Sabha constituency today. Voting, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission ordered fresh polling at the polling station in Santrampur Taluka of Mahisagar district after irregularities were reported in voting held on the 7th of this month during the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a rain spell accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over central, east and south peninsula parts of India till Monday. In West Bengal and Sikkim, there is forecast of scattered to fairly widespread rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning and squally winds till tomorrow and till Monday in Bihar and Jharkhand. There will be isolated heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha region. Hailstorm activity is also very likely over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra till tomorrow. Last night, a massive dust storm with wind speed of over 50 km per hour hit Delhi and National Capital Region. In Delhi, 6 people were injured and 2 were killed due to uprooting of trees and 17 people were reportedly injured due to damaged buildings. Uprooted tree branches also affected traffic movement. Many flights were diverted due to bad weather. In Rohtak, a medium-wave transmitter of Akashvani collapsed, leading to interruption in services since 9 p.m. yesterday. However, FM services are functioning normally. The IMD has urged people to stay indoors and avoid unnecessary travel during storm conditions. In Afghanistan, at least 50 people were killed and more than 100 injured after heavy rainfall in northern part of the country. According to Taliban officials, heavy rainfall has affected 5 districts in Baghlan province. The death toll might rise as many people are still missing. Taliban officials said more than 150 people were trapped under the debris and are in need of urgent help. The country has been hit by unprecedented heavy rainfall over the last few weeks, with floods killing at least 100 people since mid-April. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 35 runs in Ahmedabad. And in women's wrestling, Nisha Dahiya has become the 5th Indian woman grappler to qualify for the Paris Olympics. She defeated Romania's Alexandra Angel in the 68-kilogram category semifinals at the World Olympic Qualifiers in Istanbul yesterday. Nisha, last year's Asian Championship silver medal winner, beat Angel 8-4 by points. However, India's Greco-Roman grapplers bowed out in the preliminary rounds in all 6 weight categories. Antim Pangal, Vinesh Pogat and Chumale and Ritika Hota have already booked their place in the quadrennial sports event. And India's star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra sealed a second place finish in the Doha Diamond League 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.